Hello and welcome to the Miscrivet Each Culture Podcast, episode 100. In today's episode, we celebrate 100 episodes of DigiCulture. Let's get started. Hello everyone again, this is Luigi Kawasaki from Miscrivet.com. And in today's episode, I wanted to go over what the podcast is, what the podcast will be, and just all around DigiCulture fun. So this is landmark episode 100, which is a good way for listeners to understand what this podcast is all about, because it is not your regular podcast. It's become something very weird. So the origin of the podcast was I had all these podcast ideas, and they were short-term projects that never amounted to too much, besides a couple of episodes here and there. And I decided to do something a little more frequent, which is what this DigiCulture podcast was supposed to be about. And it was supposed to go on for at least 1 year, so 52 episodes. And after that, I just decided to continue. And now that we've reached episode 100, I think this feed will continue. But I just want to have no expectations over what's going to go next. So, let's talk a little bit about the name DigiCulture. What is DigiCulture exactly? I've talked about this before, but the name of the podcast came because I wanted to talk about pretty much anything that had to do with technology, not only technology, but digital stuff. So whether it was the fandom, which is something very online, which nowadays it's logical, right? Everything is online. But back when the podcast started, there was still like a difference between real life and online and offline. Yeah, because this podcast started pretty much like when the first iPhone came out. But since then, like pretty much everyone has a smartphone now. So things are very different now. The internet has changed. So the idea of DigiCulture, I thought, encompassed pretty much everything. And perhaps nowadays it's too broad of a topic to have such a name. It's not quite concise over what it is. Now, the podcast did end up evolving more into geeky stuff, because I do enjoy geeky stuff, and it's what people kind of enjoy listening to about. But that was also not the main purpose of the podcast. In a way, it was meant to be a companion piece for the website Miscrivet. That's why for a long time it was called the Miscrivet DigiCulture Podcast. There was also a time when it was just called a shortcast, since many episodes were just about 10 minutes long or so, 10 to 20 minutes. And I like that length, but I thought a podcast was kind of like lying, because you were only receiving like 20 minute chunks of episodes. But I decided to just call it a shortcast. But that didn't stick, and we've had plenty of episodes that are longer than that. That was more of like a phase. Now this one might be like a shortcast, about 20 minutes in length, 10, who knows, since it's just more of an explanation. But yeah, I thought this podcast could be very experimental. I wanted to do anything. I didn't want to have any restrictions. That's also why I wanted more of a vague name and not something like, hey, what are you geeking on this week? Or let's talk about technology. I wanted something more broad, and that's why there's some episodes that are a little more artsy than others. They might have not aged well, or they might just seem odd or pretentious. But I did try to be a little artsy in some of them. Hey, I might be a little artsy in some future episodes. You never know. I tried everything, not only in English, but even if it was mostly a Spanish English podcast, I decided to do some episodes in Spanish, some episodes in French. As I mentioned, we used to talk about technology. We talked about Bitcoin before. Many people would talk about Bitcoin back in there, still mid 2010s. And yeah, virtual reality. We've had pretty much talked about pretty much everything. Now there was also a problem with the preview where the feed was hosted for the podcast, which is why many episodes were lost. Not really lost, but they went offline. And I had to switch to a different feed, which caused other types of problems. So in a way, many episodes are no longer, you're no longer able to listen to them. But it's not like they're really lost. I do have them and I'll find a way to, what's the best way to upload them somewhere. I don't know if just filling this feed up with all the older episodes are, is even worth the time. But I mean, they're there if anyone's really curious about any one episode. That's just something an email can solve. Like, hey, I want to listen to this one, and I would just upload it. So that's not a problem, at least. As to what's going on with this feed, I'm going to try to keep this feed open. I've been having troubles with the host of the feed, so I didn't know if it was better to switch it to the host of the website and have everything there, or find another place, because I don't know how much longer the DigiCulture podcast might go on for. It might reach another 100 episodes. It might only have an episode every once in a while. The point is, going forward, I'm not sure what the episodes are going to be like or what they're going to be about. Only, I still want to keep this theme of DigiCulture as it was. When I first came up with the podcast, I had many different ideas, and at the end of the day, I ended up doing all kinds of other ideas, not necessarily what I was originally thinking. And I think I'll keep it that way. So I'll continue to try different things on the podcast and see where things take me. And let's see how long the feed can. Who knows what projects could spin off from this one. But at least I do like having this old feed that has been going on for a while. As I mentioned, there was originally one podcast before this one that tried to do more things at once. And I can't remember the name right now. It had a French name, like Jamais. But yeah, after that, we also tried to have a Pokemon podcast. Back in the day, there weren't really many choices for Pokemon podcasts. I think there was one that was very high quality, but they had very few episodes. And there was another one that was very low quality, and that one had episodes like every week. So I thought, like, oh man, I gotta do something, and I wanted to do something. I tried a Pokemon podcast. I thought it was good, but then life got in the way, and I didn't continue. And then when I tried to continue, there were like too many big Pokemon podcasts that I decided just not to even bother anymore. That was all before. That was in the early 2010s, late 2000s. So yeah, between that and other projects that I've been, it's quite a few episodes after that. And so to answer the question, what is DigiCulture? DigiCulture is anything that technology or digital online selves can come up with. And that's what you can expect here. Pretty much anything is fair game. We're going to do fun stuff. We're going to do boring stuff. We're going to do artsy stuff. We're going to do pretentious stuff. And the releases of the podcast are going to be all over the place, once every week, perhaps, if I really start to get things working, and I think like it's what's right, then I'll do it. If not, I'll try to do it somewhat on a frequent basis. But I'll try not to leave the feed for too long, and let's see what the future holds on for this podcast. In the meantime, enjoy, relax. Have fun with our hosts, and this is Luigi Kawasaki from Miscrape.com. Miscrape.com is where you can find all of our different projects that we have, whether it's YouTube, other social media, whatever might be trendy at the moment. Well, different platforms might come and go as they become popular and die, but that's just something normal from the internet. That's why we like to have this central hub, which is Miscrape.com. It's mostly like a blog. It kind of resembles like a web 2.0 kind of thing, but I've always wanted to make it more like a web 1.0 type of website, where it's a central hub where, you know, like I can always find Miscrape, the stuff that I want. That if you enjoy our stuff, then you know Miscrape.com is always going to exist, and you can find all the latest things, whatever it might be trendy, there, and jump from there to another place. So if ever there's something new and you're wondering if Miscrape is there or not, well, you can just search for Miscrape, or just go to Miscrape.com and see if we're on that platform or not. So, as always, we thank you for listening. You can contact us at Miscrape on your favorite social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, if you use it. We try to be in as many places, even if we're not active in all of them. They are checked from time to time. Or you can email us at luigikawasaki@miscrave.com or just miscrave@gmail.com, whichever is easier for you to use or remember. Whatever you might want to talk about, suggestions, or just anything. So, with that said, I think we'll finish this small short cast and have a wonderful day. Let's see what 100 other episodes take us.